radiation from such activity can affect the Earth. It's been known to disrupt radio and telephone communications and to present hazards to astronauts. Moreover, the Earth's atmosphere tends to puff up to greater altitudes when solar activity increases, causing a greater atmospheric drag on Earth-orbiting satellites, pulling their orbits closer to Earth. For March 25th, that's star date for the McDonald Observatory at the University of Texas. I'm Joel Block.
WUSB would like to thank Village Natural Foods at 732 Route 25A in Setauket and 296 Lake Avenue in St. James for its support of Radiothon 89. We'd also like to thank Portside Graphics of Port Jefferson, who provided printed materials for the Radiothon.
WUSB-FM is having a Radiothon. Hi, this is Joel Block, your host for Stardate. For nearly a decade, we've brought you Stardate, and with your support, we'll be reaching for the stars into the 90s on Long Island's first station in the 90s, 90.1 FM, WUSB. So please help support the Radiothon March 18th through the 25th. Your support will go towards the building of a new transmitter and an improved signal. Listen to the special programs during the Radiothon and donate what you can.
Already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording, already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording, already in...
Has been changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it. The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Ring damage.
Say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Howe.
Welche sind die Regenbogenfarben?
To keep the moon on the top.
If you do not push a key in 3 seconds, you will be disconnected.
Mein Bruder ist jünger als ich.
Okay. Are we here? Are we alive? Did we make it? I think so. It's 11 minutes after 10. Bill, you don't have to gesticulate wildly. This is brain damage. You can say what you want to say out loud.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Okay, we got a bunch of people.
Pot six on the mix pot.
Pot six.
On the mix
beautiful.
Pot. Not...
So does that mean... Oh, beautiful.
We got it.
So you mean it's not on pot seven,
yeah,
only on pot six?
Don't worry about the patch. You don't have to worry about a patch.
That's so amazing. No, it's not in pot seven, but it's in
right.
pot six. Wow. Oh, because channel seven is patched.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
I get it.
I imagine
because we patched channel seven. Okay, I got it. CR2s and the booth and all that kind of thing. Well, that's just wonderful. Of course, it doesn't mean a gosh darn thing to people inside. Now, okay. Okay.
You want a little radio for people out there, you know.
For those of you that have been brain dead for the last week or so, or for those of you that are tuning in, or for those of you who are curious, we are having a radiothon here at WUSB. What in the world is a radiothon, you may ask? Well, I will tell you. A radiothon is 8 days of special programming, which today is the last day of, in which we bring you special programs as well as other things. The main thrust of which is the fact that we need money. That's right, we need funds for a new transmitter, brand new transmitter. And those funds can come from many, many places, many, many people. Those funds must come from our listeners. And so far, they have come from our listeners. We've been getting a very generous turnout. We've raised $20,706. What was that noise?
I don't know, actually, Eric. I don't
like noises like that.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Let me start the sentence over again. $20,706. And that's pretty gosh darn good, you know?
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I am too. We've been getting callers from all over the place. I think we got a call from Bedford, New York last night, which was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I noticed that. Where is Bedford?
Bedford is somewhere up in the 914 area called Rockland County, I think. We've been getting calls from Eastern Long Island and Connecticut and all kinds of neat things like that. So we're very impressed with the wide range of our listeners. But we only have less than 2 hours to go in this whole radiothon. We want to take it up to the end in a screaming frenzy. So that's pretty much where we want to go with that.
Hi.
Jim Wiener is here. Jim Wiener has been here every day since this whole thing began.
So have many of us.
So have many of us. Many of us have put in a lot of time. I don't know if I'm going to even try to thank everybody because I'll just leave somebody out and they'll be all upset. You know?
People get like that sometimes.
It happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I do want to thank everybody who's been around, but I want to thank our listeners most of all because without them, none of this would have been possible. And I also want to thank the many businesses and organizations that have come together in this time of need. Now, we do need a new transmitter. Our transmitter is 12 years old, and transmitters should last about 10 years generally. Is that correct? 10 years?
Yes. That's quite right.
On the average, yeah.
Okay. So since it's been 12 years, we're 2 years over the expected limitation of our transmitter life. That is why we need a new transmitter. And since we don't have the funds in our budget, which is allocated to us by the students at Stony Brook, we must turn to our listeners. Now, WUSB serves a very wide area. We serve the whole local area and then some. We go all the way out to the end of Suffolk County virtually and a good part of Connecticut, and we hit Nassau County a bit.
And so people have heard us in Pennsylvania.
People have heard us all over the place. People have heard us in all kinds of places they shouldn't have heard us. So we're asking those folks to call in and pledge whatever they can. Now, I should go over some of the suggested amounts that we can have here. For instance, it's $15. That will categorize you as an individual supporter. Okay, so you pledge $15, you'll get a little piece of paper in the mail. Nice piece of paper, too. People will want to hold on to these. And a bumper sticker, you'll get that. And it'll say, thank you for pledging your $15. Please send us a check whenever you can, as soon as possible convenience. And you'll also get a program guide for the entire year. That's for $15. Now, for $35, you'll get an official USB T-shirt. Now, this is something that is very good to wear, obviously, when the summer comes. Points you out as a person that knows what radio is all about. And USB is certainly not a typical radio station. You don't have to listen for very long to realize that. Just the way we make transitions from program to program is incredible. So for $35, you'll get that. Now, if you want to go all out and pledge $90.10, you'll become a part of the 90.1 Club. And I want to see at least one person on this program pledge $90.10 because I know, you know, I'm not saying the upper class elite are the only people that listen to this show, but I know they're out there, and I know they hear this program, and I know that they take part in the conversations. So I'd like to see some rather large donations come in. You know, it's just, you know, make me feel good, and it'll make the people around here feel great because this is the last night. We've had people, listeners come in, volunteer time. We've had staff people around here that have volunteered their time. And we just want to make these last few moments the strongest yet. The number to call is 632-6901. When you call that number, you will be greeted by a USB listener who has decided to come down to the radio station and pick up the phone. And take your pledge. That's right. And the whole thing will take, you know, just maybe a little under a minute. And you'll feel real good about supporting us in, to a degree, sending us some support, saying that you like non-commercial radio. So let's get those phone lines lit up. Now, we are going to take calls in this program. This is a call-in show. We always take calls. Before we start taking calls, let's just get a couple of pledges in, okay? 632-6901, you know, you out there who listen to this program on a regular basis, or even you who don't listen to this program on a regular basis, you tune in whenever you can, okay? That's good enough. You get something out of this place, and this place is unlike any other. So all we're asking is that you give us your vote of confidence, and every little bit counts. You know, we started a week ago on Saturday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, with nothing, zero, zilch. And now we have $20,706. Now, how did we do that? Well, we didn't do that. You did that. Our listeners did that. They called in with their $15 pledges, with their $35 pledges, with their $5, $10, whatever they can afford, they called in. And they made it all add up. Now, we want to make it add up to the highest point possible. And the only way we can do that is to get some more calls. This will all be over in 2 hours. And we want to go out with a bang. So call 632-6901. We have all kinds of other special gifts, special premiums, as we call them. For instance, we've got a pile of records in there that is just simply incredible. And if you call up, you can make a deal with the person on the other end of the phone for whatever those records are worth to you. We're being very flexible here. We have so many records, I can't even go on the air and talk about them because there's just too many of them.
Eric?
Jim?
I just want to say one quick thing.
Go right ahead.
We may have some holdovers from the classical program. Something I wanted to mention I didn't get to during the program. The next person that calls that might have an interest in classical music and makes a donation and chooses any premium at all will get, at no additional cost, a biography of Mozart by Marcia Davenport.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
That's right. Wolfgang, right. You're right, because there's more than one Mozart. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And it was written... it'd be interesting to read, I think, because it was written around 1932. So it'd be interesting to read how his life was viewed from the perspective of about 60 years ago. But there may not be much of a difference in how his life was viewed, but it'd be interesting to read, I think. And it's a paperback, handy little book. It's not so little, as a matter of fact. There are a hefty number of pages in there, but I'm saying it's the size of the book itself is handy, and it's perfect for someone who might be a commuter or something.
What you're saying is that these people will get this book. For no additional charge.
No additional charge. Matter of fact, if they only want the book, they don't have to take a premium. But what we're encouraging people to take premiums, encouraging them because we have plenty of them, as you said, and we'll be more than happy to throw in this book to the next caller that calls.
Okay. And we're just looking for, two more callers to come in, and then we will go to some on-the-air phone calls, and you can tell us what's all on your mind. We also have couple other things, okay? These are all for the 90.1 Club, all right? 90.1 Club. We have some TV scripts. You TV fans out there, and hopefully you're radio fans at the moment, otherwise you'll be missing this. We have a script for The Jeffersons, that marvelous TV show, which I really never watched myself. For $90.10, you can get a script for The Jeffersons. You like Bob Newhart's show. We've got a script from them, too. This is an original script. What else do we have? We've got a T-shirt autographed by Burt Reynolds. I mean, you just don't find these things anywhere else. Well, those are all for $90.10. Call up now, 632-6901. You might actually get some other things thrown in, like that Mozart book. And what else do we have here? We've got a course. Oh, boy. The Stony Brook Union Craft Center is offering admission for one person to a 5-week pottery making course starting around the second week in June. Clay and membership to the Craft Center is included. The course is worth $65, but you can take it by pledging only $50. Okay, so with the $50 pledge, you get a course. I mean, these aren't the kind of things you can just pick up anywhere else. But in all honesty, folks, it's not the premium so much. And a few of the callers have called in and said that. You know, it's not what I'm getting out of this. It's not the T-shirt. It's not the coffee mug or whatever it is that we give you. It's the fact that you're being a part of something. You're being a part of radio. You're being a part of non-commercial radio. This station would not be able to exist without the support of the volunteers who come in here and do things day after day, who piece things together, who make sacrifices. And now we're asking our listeners to make a sacrifice, a financial sacrifice, however much you can afford without being miserable, simply by calling 632-6901 and ensuring that this station continues. Take that little trip down the FM dial, and you'll see that every other station, certainly in the commercial dial, is simply playing music, playing commercials, and doing all the things that they've been doing for years without ever taking a chance, without ever letting you be a part of it. And we want you to be a part of this whole affair of radio that we put on every day, every night. 632-6901. Now, who do we have? We're going to go to the tally room. And hopefully they're listening to me now, not cursing and swearing. Oh, there they are. They're all talking in there, and they're pretty busy. They're taking your calls and everything like that, but they don't seem to be able to hear me. Folks, can you hear me in there? Well, I guess they can't hear me. Well, perhaps someone can go in there and tell them that they're on the air, and maybe we can get some comments from some of the volunteers that we've had. Folks, really, I know it's I know we've been doing this for a week and a day. I know it's been a long time, but we need those last few calls. As much as we needed the first few calls, as much as we needed the middle calls, we need those last few calls. No matter how rich or how poor you are, you can help out. You can help out in some way. Just give us a call, 632-6901. And a couple more calls, we'll go to the phones and take some calls on the air. Now, can the tally room hear me now?
No, I would have taken it.
No, they can't hear me at all. Perhaps someone should go inside and tell them that they're on the air. Thank you very much. 632-6901. Things are getting kind of crazy here in the last few minutes. Oh, they're staring at me now, so maybe they know that they're on the air. Do you know now that you're on the air? You're on the air now, yes.
Well, we're waiting for the wretched. We're the wretched names.
You're waiting for what?
We are on the air. Eric, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Oh, you want me to nod my head?
Okay, then we've been on the air.
Well, just for a few minutes. Just for a few minutes.
We're on the air.
You haven't said anything horrible yet.
No.
I was wondering if anybody would like to, since obviously I'm not doing an effective job here, maybe we can sum up what it's all about, get some more people. They can't hear me, can they? Okay, we're getting some calls, and I'm going to let them deal with those calls. I'm also going to go over to... Let's see, where should I go now? Can I go over to... Is anybody in this studio here? Is anyone there? Okay, let's try this studio here. Is anyone in that studio? Oh, let's try it now. Anyone in there?
Here I am.
Ah,
here
who I do am. I have? See, I'm just punching up studios here. I don't know where they're coming from.
I just happen to be hanging out in the old CR3 here.
CR3, okay, yes. That's the third control room that we have.
Yes.
So you're down the hall someplace?
Way, way down the hall.
Okay, I'm only hearing every other word you say. These headphones keep cutting in and out.
Really?
I don't understand a word that anybody's saying, let alone myself.
How's this?
Who is this?
This is Jim Dexter.
Jim Dexter, how in the world are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've been just kind of hanging out in the tally room for a while. It's getting a little hot and steamy in there because of all the phone calls and all the tallying action going on in there.
Uh-huh.
And then I took a little brief perambulation over to the record library to come up with some new things for my show this coming Tuesday, maybe. And
Eric?
Hold on, people are calling me. Who's calling me?
Holy!
Who's calling
Who
me?
Who could that
Eric.
Be?
Go
Eric.
Ahead.
Eric.
Yeah. Someone's calling me, and I can't...
Eric.
They're on the air.
Eric.
Holy!
Eric.
Oh, I don't know what the heck that is.
Eric.
Okay.
Eric.
Now,
Eric.
Does anybody want to say anything
Eric.
Here?
Eric.
Well,
Eric. Eric.
Well, while they're getting their thoughts together, Jim, why don't you continue with what you were saying?
Well, as I was saying, I was doing a little record checking out in the library just to get some stuff maybe that I hadn't even heard before for my show Tuesday morning, and coming up with some real good stuff, as a matter of fact.
Uh huh.
So, and then I happened to sit down in the news booth, and then you were looking for people to talk, and I just put on the headphones, and here I am.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you did it. I really am. Now, there's all kinds of other people floating around throughout the studio.
Yes,
we want to talk to as many of them as possible.
They're floating,
too. Last couple of hours. We also want to talk to the listeners. Jim, would you please issue an appeal and get some people to call up? I feel like a fool here.
It is remarkable.
You know, I mean, this is the last couple of hours here.
We got
a chance to really make this thing count, and I haven't seen very many calls come in at all.
It is amazing at this point in time. We've gone, over a full week. We've got just about an hour and a half left of this unbelievable marathon radiothon.
Now, this is what we want to do. We have $20,706 here,
right?
That's right. We want to make that to $21,000. $21,000.
That's all we got to do.
All right? So, you can make a difference. You know, $135 pledge brings us all the closer. $115 pledge brings us all the closer. You kids out there, you people in Connecticut, everybody, come on, let's pitch in these last few minutes. 632-6901.
There must be somebody in Connecticut listening. I've got a lot of family up in Connecticut. I don't know if they're listening, but give us a call, Connecticut. Come on, 632-6901.
And, there's people listening everywhere. Everywhere.
That's right. We got some calls from Florida and today.
Well, now, wait just a minute. I don't think we have listeners in Florida.
Well, I bet
at least
do.
Maybe they're on a tape delay basis or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that could be. But I know we did, in fact, get some calls from Florida today.
Uh-huh.
Please, anybody, 632-6901. We just got a very short time left, and
okay, we've got one call on the line. Let's make it another call. One more call. You can make that call, okay? And then as soon as you make your pledge, we will go to the phones, take some phone calls from listeners.
That's right.
And find out what else is going on in the world. You see, we've all been locked up here in the station for 8 days. This is like an 8-day marathon for us. We don't know what's going on in the world. We're depending on you to tell us what in the world is going on. So we need your support so that we can break through to the rest of the world and find out what's going on. You know, it's been fun. You know, I've had a lot of fun doing this.
This has been one of the more fun things we've done around here in a long time, quite frankly. It's just brought a lot of us together.
It's brought a lot of station people together, which is something that that hasn't been happening all that often.
Well, it's hard to do it.
It's hard to do it. We have 150 people that work here. None of them get paid for doing radio. None of them get anything out of it except the satisfaction. Believe me, it means something. It means so much to see reaction from the folks out there, to know that there's a guy in Bayshore listening, to know that somebody from Central Islip has called in, or somebody from Rocky Point, to know that the signal is getting out and people are actually tuning down the FM dial and listening, you know?
We got another caller happening.
All right, let's get some more. Come on, because why are we here? I mean, not the philosophical, why are we here? I mean, why are we here doing this? It's not so that we can play our favorite songs and talk to ourselves in microphones. We're doing it so that you get something out of it too. We're like sort of putting a little bit of ourselves into humanity, you know, and
sometimes a lot of ourselves.
Yeah, and it's our bit, you know, it's our little bit. And what we're asking is that you do a little bit, and when you do a little bit, we'll be able to come back even stronger. We'll be able to get a new transmitter, get an improved signal, so that more people will be able to listen. It all ties in, you see? Every little stone holds the building together. We're asking all you little stones out there to call up, 632-6901, area code 516, and throw some support our way. I hear people screaming, so I am going to go back to the tally room and see what's going on there.
A little stone out there. I was out there, and it was a balmy spring night.
They do appear to be listening. But you see, they're getting
Eric.
Kind of.
Eric.
Yes.
Eric.
Can you hear me?
Eric.
They can't hear me.
Eric.
Folks, I want to see these phones ring, because listen to what's happening here. Silliness. It's silliness. It's nonsense. Is anybody in Studio 2?
Let's see.
Nobody seems to be in studio.
Nobody at the moment's in there, Eric.
Okay, I'd like to track down Mike Juhas. I know he's floating around the studio someplace, so if he could...
I don't know where he went.
Well, if he could beam back from wherever he beamed to and maybe call the Studio 2, we will talk to him. He came all... Listen to this, folks. He came all the way up here from Philadelphia. That's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, why did he do that, huh? Why did he do that? Did he do that because he'd make a lot of money doing that? No, he didn't get one red cent out of the whole thing. He came up here just to help out, to broadcast, to be a part of this historical event. So, you know, the folks here are making quite a sacrifice. I mean, I've made a lot of sacrifices. I've, you know, no social life to speak of, and... you know, no friends to speak of. This is radio station. That's all that there is, you know. Radio is everything to all of us. We're just a bunch of lonely people all sort of, you know, tied together in this studio complex. And all we're asking is that a couple of listeners give us a call and say, hey, you know, here's some support. Go get a new transmitter and keep it up. 632-6901. Okay, we're getting a couple of calls in. Let's get a couple more, and we're sort of plowing ahead, but we want to plow ahead even faster. Now, if you want to call up and be on the radio, call 632-6500. okay, and we will take some calls there. 632-6500. Any people in the tally room, don't you dare touch those phones. Don't touch those lines when they start ringing. Just stick to your assigned lines. Now, 632-6901 is the number to call if you want to make a pledge. 632-6500 is the number to call if you want to be on the radio. All right, this is a talk show, so let's start talking a bit. Okay, we've got all kinds of neat things to come your way, and we're going to talk about them a little bit more. Somebody picked up the phone. I want their name, all right? I want their name, and I want them in here. There's no right to pick up that phone. No right. No right at all. Okay, well, the phone's not on hold, so I don't know what to do. Phone's not on hold. Whoever is on that line, put it on hold so I can pick it up in here. 632-6500, area code 516 to call up the show. 632-6901 is the number to call up and be a pledger. Jim, are you still around?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It's chaos. Okay, the phone is on hold. Let's go to the phone.
There you go.
Hello, you're on brain damage.
You're a bum.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not nice, but I'd like to know why. What he means by that, you know? Bum is such a all-encompassing term. Okay, well, folks, 632-6500, that's the number to call, 632-6901 to make a pledge. Jim, I believe you have a tape that you're going to be playing for us. Do you have that tape set up?
No, I don't. I think that's why we're in search of Mike Juhas.
Okay, well, if we could find Mike Juhas and get him to come down to the studio.
Yeah, we'll be having sort of a dramatic reading of a book later on here on Brain Damage. So you want to be stay tuned right where you are for that one.
You know, one thing I forgot to do, I forgot to read the news, and maybe somebody could get me the news, because I haven't read the news yet, and in fact, very few people have been reading the news since this whole radiothon thing started. That's, you know, I kind of like to know what's going on in the world myself, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. 632-6500, 632-6901 to make a pledge. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
My name's Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave who?
Dave Moriarty.
Okay, how you doing?
Good. How much is a transmitter?
Transmitter? How much does a transmitter cost? Well, David, let me tell you. Transmitters can cost up to $40,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they can be pretty damn expensive. Now, it's hard to just get $40 out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do here is just raise it, maybe raise half of it, and make a significant dent in that project. So that's what this is all about. And we've done that. We've gotten to a significant stage. We just want to get as much more as we can before midnight so that we can, you know, we can say we've reached $21,000, which would be really, really positive, uplifting spirit, you know, for all of us to leave in.
Yeah.
632-6901 is the number to call to make a pledge. Have you been listening throughout the week?
Yep.
What do you think of it all?
It's good.
Yeah, what did you like the most?
I like this show the most.
You like this show the most? Well, I'm glad you waited till the very end. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have been waiting till the very end, and I hope they call up now, 632-6901, because I'm going to look awfully bad if there's no calls coming in. 632-6901. There are calls coming in. I just haven't seen them yet. So 632-6500, that's the number to call for... to be on the show. Do we have news here?
Hi, anybody want to go to a pottery class?
I have the pottery class here. Did somebody take the pottery class?
Nope, but I just thought, hey, so you know a good thing when you see it too, huh? I was just going to mention that to people. Well, go right ahead, Eric.
I always have this annoying buzzing in my ears. I don't know why it's there. Anybody else hearing a buzzing? You hear the buzzing too? Where's that buzzing coming from? Okay, I'm going to take everything out here. Ah! Aha! The buzzing is coming from the mixer. Okay, that's where the buzzing is coming from.
Let's see if I can fix that.
Okay, the buzzing is coming from there. Now, let's see if I can... Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. We have more calls to go to. What is the news? Okay, close enough. 632-6500 to be on the air. 632-6901 to pledge some funds to us.
You can go to a pottery class if you want to call 632-6901.
Yeah, if you want to go to a pottery class, 632-6901, pledge $50. And the great thing about that is you get the pottery class, we get the $50, and the transmitter is all the closer. Good evening. You're in Brain Damage.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah?
You turn this down. Okay. Hey, how's life?
Life has been acceptable. It's been kind of tiring.
Yeah, I know. You must be, like, exhausted.
Well, you know, it's kind of a happy exhaustion because we are doing fairly well. We want to, to raise as much money as possible. We've never done this before. This is the first time we've ever done anything like this. And everything we've gotten out of it from the staff and from the listeners and from the local merchants and the press and everything, it's all been positive. It's all been positive. So that reaffirms what we thought. We thought, hey, we're doing this for a reason. You know, it means something. And that's good to hear. But we want to hear from more people. We've raised $20,000, but we think we can raise $21,000 by midnight. I think we can. I think there's people out there that have not yet pledged.
You think we could raise $1,000 by midnight?
I think, well, we just need about $294 by midnight.
Mm.
What do you think? You think we can do that?
Listening from the last week, I don't know. You might be pushing it a little, but you'd probably be able to raise it.
But you see, that's what this place is all about, pushing it a little bit, you know? We're not asking for this to, for ourselves, for our own purposes. We're asking for this so that we can make this place better, so it can sound better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the whole thing.
Well,
tell you what, get on the phone with your friends, okay?
Okay.
Call them up and say, you know, if you care about an alternative, if you care about radio, call 632-6901, pledge some support, and believe me, you'll have the best darn radio station around coming, booming into your home every day. And the thing is, we listen to our listeners, you know? Tell me to do something, I'll do it. No, wait, maybe that's okay, I don't want to...
Just stand on your head and scream Grenada.
I've done that already. Let me rephrase that. You give us suggestions, programming suggestions. You know, people come up and say, hey, why don't you have, you know, a Calypso show or something like that? And, you know, a couple of months later, we might have one because we started the wheels in motion. That listener suggestion means something to us. Now, try calling another radio station, okay? Try it. Go ahead. Call BAB or BLI or GLI or whatever they're called these days.
Okay. I just tried it.
Wait until you hang up the phone. You know, try calling, and that's another thing. They change their call letters every other day, so you never know who they are, you know?
Oh,
it's all sales. It's all marketing. That's all it is. It's not radio. It's a business. This is not a business. We're not in this for the money. We're in this for the radio. Don't you see the difference? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reason we want people to call up and pledge. The money doesn't come from sponsors. The money doesn't come from networks. You know, it comes from people, human beings. This is human being radio, you know? I mean, we've sort of been saying this for a while now, but I don't know, the passion hasn't left me yet. You know what I mean? It's this place is just so important.
Pretty cool.
So why don't you give out the phone number? Maybe they'll react to your voice a little better than mine.
Phone number is 632-6901, and if you're in Connecticut... And have we gotten any Connecticut listeners?
Yes, we have. We've gotten quite a few.
That's really cool. Anyway, it's 516-632-6901 if you're out of New York State.
Okay. Well, actually, if you're out of the 516 area. If you're
yes, that's true.
212 and 914, you're still in New York State. Yes, 632-6901. It's a magical number that will bring us happiness and bring you happiness, too, because not only will you be able to support the radio station, you'll get a nice little gift in exchange, okay? You can get one of those TV scripts for $90.10. But if you don't want to pledge that much, that's okay, too.
What TV show?
Let's see. We've got a script to Howdy Doody. We've got a script to the Jeffersons. We've got a script to Bob Newhart. We've got a T-shirt that was autographed by Burt Reynolds. We've got a Dear John script. It's
And I suppose that's from the That's Television show.
That's some stuff from That's Television. Yes, Mike Palmer got us a lot of good things. A lot of good things.
Been having some pretty cool programming. I got to hear one of my favorite punk songs.
What'd you hear?
Well,
if you can't say it over the air, don't.
My God Rides a Skateboard from the Sperm Birds. What's his face play that? Steve Kay.
Uh-huh. Steve Kay does a terrific show.
Yes, he does.
In fact, one thing that I learned this last week was how good some of the people on this radio station are. You know, I saw some of the best radio in the years that I've been involved take place this week, you know?
And what What's Monday night?
Monday night was the traditional folk show.
No. Monday night, like 11 o'clock.
Monday night was, that was John Connolly.
Yeah, John Connolly show. That was also a really good show.
Uh-huh.
I really like that one, too. And this one isn't that bad, either. I'll be glad when all the pledging's done and we have our new transmitter and we can get things back to normal.
Okay. I want to thank Brian from Northport for his contribution.
Brian.
Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. Now, let's get some more people, okay? Every $5, every $10, every $15, $50, $90.1, whatever it is you can afford, it all counts, you know? And you're keeping us going. You're keeping us strong, and you're making us feel like it really means something to be doing this. And I think it does. I always have thought it does, but I've seen a kind of a renewal of commitment here. Okay, we have any E.T. fans out there? Courtesy of 112 Video in Medford, we have an E.T. video for every pledge of $25.
They're giving that out last night on Destiny's.
We got a few of them. We got a few left over. E.T., the videotape, $25 pledge. That's courtesy of 112 Video in Medford, 632-6901. We still have the Crafts Center class for $50 pledge. We've got records. Oh, we've got a ton of records here. For every pledge of, I believe it's $5, you can pick and choose among the many records that we have.
What do we have? Tell them.
Well, I don't know. You see, the people in the tally room have all that information. I'm just the announcer here.
I see.
But you got to call now. You got to speak to them, because at midnight, all that stuff, I don't know where it goes, but it goes away someplace else. 632-6901. Call up and see, you know, make a deal with the folks. They're all sitting around in the conference room there. They're taking phone calls. Listener volunteers, 632-6901.
So does the cat survive Destiny's last night?
I don't believe so, no. I believe the cat was, in fact, cut in half.
Ooh.
Judging from the mess in this room, I think that's quite likely what happened.
With the circular saw,
Derek. With the circular saw. Anyway, my friend, we're going to go on to another call.
No problem.
Thank you very much for calling. And what's that phone number once again for people to pledge?
632-6901.
Why, thank you very much. I've quite forgotten. 632-6901. We're into the last hour and 15 minutes of this thing. And we're so close. We're so close. We are so incredibly close. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Well, why are you screening the calls tonight?
Well, it's not a question of screening the calls. It's a question of sometimes there's no other way to do it, because we have so many people answering phones tonight. What happened to you, sir, was an unfortunate accident where somebody picked up the wrong line, and once they picked it up, they had two choices, either hang up or put it on hold, you see?
Yeah, I suspect they're smoking crack.
Uh-huh. Well, that may very well be. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi. You seem to be thrashing around for a topic to discuss, so I thought I'd throw one out.
Well, actually, it's not that we're thrashing about so much. We're just trying to get some people to call in and pledge something.
I'm phrasing it a bit strongly, but...
Right. So what's your idea for a topic?
I've been thinking about these things. You know, Jim was always calling in with various things where technology is causing people problems, and
uh-huh.
There's something that he hasn't yet brought up that I'm surprised, but this has been preying heavily on my mind and many other people's, and I think people should think more about this. And that's the possibility that we could keep a severed human head alive. And people used to laugh at me when I said this, but I've been doing some research, and I've got a paper right in front of me here.
You mean people don't laugh at you anymore when you say that?
No, people still laugh at me, but now I feel a little bit more, I have more support. When people see the accumulation of data that I've compiled, they no longer laugh quite so loudly.
I see.
They just laugh within. But it's entitled Cephalic Extreme Transplantation in the Monkey, and they've cut off heads of monkeys and put them on other monkeys' bodies, and apparently the monkeys contract things with their eyes and bite at you and so on, and they produce ordinary brain waves. And the theory is, of course, that you could do this with a person, and that you needn't graft onto a body, you could graft onto a machine which supplies the same inputs that a body would provide, thereby keeping it alive. And I've got another thing that I cut out of the New York Times, surprisingly enough. And it's actually quite a long time ago. Anyway, what it's about is some cryogenics company, I don't know if you heard about this, called Alcor Life Extension Foundation. And apparently they sawed off and froze the head of some patient at some hospital without, her heart had stopped beating, but there wasn't actually a doctor there to verify death. But they cut her head off and froze it for whatever purpose they were going to do. So they took them away in handcuffs and arrested them.
Are you through?
Oh, no. I have one other thing to say. Is Jim Wiener around?
Yes, he is. He's floating around. He's been very busy. He's been in charge of coordinating all these special gifts that we're sending out. So he may be stopping in a little bit later. Was there a message you had for him?
Well, for him and the classical dudes in general, they were carrying on before about the breadth and depth of the classical music program, and
uh-huh.
I agree with them. And there's one thing that I sort of a gripe that I have is that it's very hard to find on radio anywhere, and this includes USB, to find classical Chinese music.
Classical? Well, we do have a Chinese show.
Yeah, but you know, that's like watered down soft rock. It's
uh-huh.
Doesn't really cut it, you know.
Well, what is Chinese classical music? Why don't you explain it to me?
It's classical music that instead of being written in France or Germany, it's written in China. I mean, yeah.
Really? And is there a lot of that?
There's tons of it. I mean, you know, they've been doing it a lot longer than we have.
Well, do you know how to get records?
The best way is to go to Chinatown and get them.
Uh-huh.
That can be complicated because I went to a store
If somebody were to send me a Chinese classical record, I would play it on the radio during this program because I'd like to hear it.
And most of what I've obtained is secondhand from friends who speak Chinese and know what to get. I mean, I walk in the bookstore and there's, you know, shelves and shelves of cassettes with Chinese characters on them, and it's pretty cryptic.
Bill Fox, you're a classical DJ. What
in a matter of fact, Eric, about this time last year, I had featured a composer named Jingjing Lu. And she comes from China. She comes from Beijing, and she's a composer who's studying here. As a matter of fact, her father also was a popular Chinese composer. And you know, if you listen long enough, you'll find it. It's just a matter of time before we get around to it. But yeah, we've done a whole show on Jingjing Lu. We happen to have her in the studios that day.
You happen to have her in the studio?
Oh, yeah. She's published. What's
she doing in the studio, anyway?
She was talking to me, believe it or not.
Oh, my gracious.
Mike Juhas, how
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, and she's published on her works on Hong Kong Records.
For some reason, you're not coming over. Thank you, Bill. Mike, try it now. I'm curious what happened to this one. It's not working very well. Maybe it's not plugged in very well. Well, irregardless, you use this mic. Mike is gargling on the air.
I was only gargling because I was talking to a friend of mine, and I just wanted to make sure I was sounding good on the air.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did.
Great.
632-6901. Mike, you came here all the way from Philadelphia. Why in the world did you do that?
Because the radio station is a part of me, and I wanted to give something back.
Well, that's real nice. What did you give back?
I guess I gave back a lot of time.
Did you give back that book that I gave you?
I don't remember the book you gave me.
Typical.
Yes, typical, isn't it?
Well, how about you appeal to some of the holdouts out there, the people that haven't called yet?
Okay,
so
you
that holdouts. We can make this program as much of a success as all the other programs. Can you imagine if my program was the only one that didn't get a lot of calls, didn't get a lot of people pledging money? You know, think how I'd feel. Think of like the, what is that? Ah, you got a salad there, huh?
Well, Eric would feel pretty rotten. Now,
Eric, where did you get this salad? This is great.
Somebody just brought it in.
This is amazing.
Please do give us a call at 516-632-6901. Where can you hear anybody eating a salad on the air?
This isn't just any salad here. It's good stuff.
It's colorful. It's got tomatoes. It's got virtually every color of the spectrum in there except purple. And it does not have ultraviolet in there, I don't see. Oh, no, thank you. I pass. I'm just gargling. And it is very, very fragrant as well.
It sure is.
But
please do
give us a call at 516-632-6901. Now, the reason why we're asking for your monetary support this time round is because, well, gosh, we need a new transmitter. We've been running on empty for a little while. The transmitter that we have had for about 12 years is starting to show its age, and we need you to kind of help us out and give us a little boost to get us up over the top. Please give us a call now at 516-632-6901. There's a whole variety of premiums available for your generous support of WUSB. Remember, your contributions are tax deductible.
That's right.
Which means that if you have a creative accountant, you will be able to Oh, somehow decrease your income tax liability for next April 15th.
We have raised $105 since this program began. That means we only have $95 to go to reach our goal for this hour.
For the hour.
But we only have 7 minutes to do it, so I'm depending on you brain-damaged individuals out there.
Eric, remember back a couple of years ago, you and I used to do a radio show called The Voice of Long Island?
I remember it well. One thing I cannot get out of my head.
Yeah, a lot of people can't, apparently.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought it was a pretty interesting show.
A whole string of psychologists have opened up shops to deal with just that issue.
That's true. And I understand that you are taking a lot of couch time on account of that.
Well, I get a discount, though.
Yeah, quantity breaks, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, so I have a lot of listeners. It's just typical, indicative of the kind of quality that you hear.
Hey, the pledge line is ringing and nobody's answering. What's going on in there?
The kind of quality of programming that you hear here at WUSD.
Pick up the bloody phone, people. My God. look at this. They're not answering the phone. You see, you've gotten our people so used to not picking up the phone that they don't pick up the phone when it actually rings.
Do you want me to keep talking, or do you just want me to leave?
I just wanted to admonish everybody. 632-6901, that's the number to call.
I, for one, am really happy that they picked up. I think I really do think they're doing a remarkable job in there.
Oh, they're doing a great job in there.
Yes, okay. So please do keep calling.
Continue. There's only 1 hour left.
Please keep calling. We do need to meet our goal.
Oh, yes, our caller is still here. Is there anything else you had to say?
So I guess you're just saying that it's a question of lack of records?
Lack of records?
Chinese music, remember?
Oh, well, if you send us the records, or if somebody sends us the records, we will play them, yes.
Oh, so I see. So I just wondered if you guys were, going out of your way to not play it, or...
We don't go out of our way to not play anything.
We virtually play virtually everything that comes through the door.
That's true.
If everybody around here picks up radio records and listens to them, that I can say from experience.
That's true. Okay, now, thank you very much, caller.
Yeah, bye.
632-6901, make a pledge, 632-6500 to be on the air. We have, speaking of records, over 90 pounds of disco records that we have duplicates of. 90 pounds of disco records. And we're offering the whole lot of them, the whole 90 pounds of these records, must be a couple hundred of them, for a $50 pledge. The first $50 pledge will get all these disco records. And
I understand they make terrific ashtrays if you do not like the musical content.
hold them up over an
open flame.
But for you club DJs, and I know there's club DJs out there. There are all kinds of club DJs out there. Or people that just like, disco music and stuff like that. Now's the time. 632-6901, and you can get all kinds of interesting mixes.
I know that you have been doing this radio program for about a year or so, and it's a big part of your life, and a lot of people look forward to listening to you every week.
Every week. They mark it down on their calendars.
And these people can be considered maybe perhaps obsessive compulsives. I don't know. I'm not making any diagnoses.
Well, definitely words like those come to mind.
These are folks that listen, that wait religiously by the radio to hear you speak every Saturday night at 10 o'clock. And, you always have lots and lots of phone lines lit up at all possible times.
I sure do.
And a lot of phone lines are lit up right now. We're asking these callers to give us a generous pledge of support. If you are one who's ever called in and made a few points on brain damage, whether obtruse or acute...
Uh-huh.
Obtruse? That's not the right word. Obtuse or acute. Why don't you give us a call now and give us a pledge? We really need to hear from you. 516-632-6901.
Now, think of it.
What?
You called up the radio station at some time during the last year, and you were on the air. And that must have been kind of a thrill to be on the air. Would you say that thrill and your friends hearing you on the radio and just the opportunity to be able to speak and to say something and to address hundreds, thousands maybe of people about something. Do you think that's worth a $15 pledge?
$15, and not only that, but what else do you get out of that $15? You get a USB program guide subscription for 1 year.
That's right.
One year will be delivered to you by U.S. Postal Service, those men in blue.
They'll deliver it right to your door. We work to that one.
Right to your door or your P.O. box, depending on how you wish to have it arranged.
That's right.
And in addition, you will have a USB bumper sticker. Now, I tell you, Eric, these things are attention grabbers on the road.
They sure are.
You put one on your bumper, and as I've been saying all throughout the week, you will be afforded any number number of traffic courtesies by other USB listeners who see a USB bumper sticker. They slow down for you. They let you pass. They let you cut you off. They cut you off. They don't let you. Yeah, okay, you know what I mean.
If you're ever stranded and your car has a USB bumper sticker on it, you're part of the unofficial USB Motor Club, which will stop and help you.
Yes, stop and help.
It's true.
If you ever see a car with a USB bumper sticker stranded, why, you have to go up to them and help them as well. But
you know, I've heard that a lot of cars with USB bumper stickers somehow don't get stranded as often. I don't know why that is. Lady Luck smiles upon them.
Yes, because they don't start in the first place to get out of their driveways, maybe. But please, do give us a call at 516-632-6901. Give us a $15 pledge.
All right, Mike. I want to see you light up that phone. I want to see you light up that phone.
Okay,
I've been pitching here for an hour now. I want to see you go.
Okay, it's my turn. Please call. Thank you. Maybe that won't work. Maybe I should be a little bit more graphic. Okay.
I'm not going to say another word until that phone lights up.
Now, isn't that great? How about this? Eric doesn't say another word until we have five lines lit up.
Wait.
No, okay, I'm doing it the wrong way. Eric will keep talking unless we have five lines lit up. Okay, now, please, get over to your phone. Give us a call now at 516-632-6901. This is the moment everybody has been waiting for, right? This is brain damage here on WUSB Stony Brook. Please give us a call, 516-632-6901. Now, look, I see Eric is about ready to open his mouth, but I'm going to keep talking because I know you folks out there would really not like to hear him. Enough with the barking dogs. Okay, I'm going to leave. Obviously, I'm not doing my job here, right? So, no, I guess I'm going to pitch for a little bit more. Should I pitch? Stop that with the dogs. Before I rip the darn thing out of your face. Walter, get down. 516-632.
He was on the air a couple of days ago.
I heard him. 516-632-6901. Give us a call to all of Eric's loyal listeners. Okay, all of you in Comac.
This is embarrassing. You see, all the lines to be on the air are lit, but none of the lines to make a pledge are lit. Now, what does that say about brain-damaged listeners?
That means we're not going to talk to anybody unless we get a few pledges here.
Well, I don't want to threaten people. I really don't.
Because I don't
want to threaten people.
I do. I think your listeners deserve to be... Uh-oh, what happened to the screen?
I don't know. It went blank. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh,
there we go. There it is. That's better.
Oh, new totals. Please do give us a call at 516-632-6901. Otherwise, you're going to hear two old men here babbling incoherently. We're growing older by the minute, you have
Who's
to admit that.
Who's the other
that.
Old man?
You.
Oh, very funny, Mike. Very funny.
I see that gray hair up there.
I can just fade down your microphone there. How do you like that?
I can walk out the door, too.
I can overmodulate your microphone, too. I can do all kinds of neat things here. The thing is, you can do anything you want. This is a radio station. You can be a part of the process. You can be a part of the whole magical experience.
Eric, these folks are part of the process every week.
Every week.
And they know it.
We invite your participation. Now, I'm going to just have faith that some more people will call in, because I don't want these people to be waiting very long on the phone. That's the kind of show it is, you know? 632-6901. I would appreciate it if the folks, after we talk to them, call up, but that's not required. We don't want to threaten anybody. We just want to raise as much money as we can before midnight.
It could be that those folks that are on hold right now have already pledged.
It could be. And if that's the case, we thank them.
And we beg your indulgence for a few moments. If we don't get to you this week, we'll certainly get to you next.
Okay, let's take a call and see what's going on. By the way, is that the magical tape we're waiting for?
Yeah, it's the magical tape. Why don't we play that?
Well, I'm going to take this one call and then...
Then you'll play the magical tape.
Don't play the magical tape. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Silver ratings are terrible.
Huh?
Silver ratings are terrible.
Our ratings are terrible? Well, that's an interesting point. You see, USB doesn't depend on ratings. Okay? Now, I think the point that caller was trying to make is that our ratings are not the same as, you know, BAB or PLJ or BLI or whatever they call those stupid
Eric,
things.
Eric, let me point something out to that caller.
Go ahead.
What does he care about ratings? He listens to us, right? He calls. He gets something out of it, even if it's a little perverted little joke. Your ratings are terrible. Who cares? We don't care about ratings. Obviously, you're listening. It means something to you that you're listening to us now. Give us a call of pledge of support at 516-632-6901. We need to hear from you now.
Yeah. And they're not terrible either, so there. 632-6901, 632-6500 to be on the air. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hello.
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 You people are retarded.
Yep, we are.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hi, it's Andrew Goldberger.
Hello, Andrew Goldberger.
We have your tape all ready and queued up to ready to go.
Andrew Goldberger was one of the people who actually came down to the studio on many occasions to help out with the phones. In fact, if you called and pledged, you may have spoken to him. Andrew, if we never said thanks for doing that, well, thanks for doing that.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been really a pleasure working for you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Well, tell me something. Would you do it again?
What? Yeah, I guess.
Why?
Well, I like it.
Wait, first of all,
why are you screaming?
Why are you screaming into your phone?
I'm not screaming.
Okay, better.
That's better. Try to keep that tone of voice. Maybe you can help us reach some of those people out there that have not yet pledged, because you're a person that was a part of this whole thing. And before this week, you never had been in this radio station, right?
That's right.
Okay. What was it all about?
Well, it was pretty neat. You know, we get to play with the phones, and, you know, I had a lot of fun there. We talked, made my book of my life.
Well, yes, we have the book of your life, which Andrew started writing here.
And it finished.
Is it over?
It's done.
Okay, it's done. We have his book. We have a dramatic reading of his book, which will be coming up in just a moment.
A reading by James MacDexter.
Okay, James MacDexter. So, Andrew, so you say you'd come back again and be a part of another radiothon if we had another one.
Definitely. You can have one next year?
We might. It's possible. Anything's possible. Why do you think people should be a part of this?
Oh, they get a tour of the studio, and, you know, I guess they feel good after they do it.
Hey, Andrew.
What?
You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you get out of this? You got this tour of the studio. You got to meet some really interesting people.
Yeah.
Whether they were fun or not, that doesn't really come into it or not. What do people who call get out of it?
You know, they get the premiums and all the things that you're offering, the T-shirt, the mug. They get their name on the plaque for the $90.10. And, you know, I guess they feel good because we did get a lot of calls.
And you know what else? You know what else they get, Andrew?
What?
They get lots of pride and satisfaction in knowing that USB's new transmitter, which we will be purchasing, will actually be a part of them. A part of your hard-earned money will actually be a part of the new USB signal improvement program. Now, don't you think that's a great source of satisfaction to many?
Definitely.
Right, and it's worth a $10 or $20 or $50 pledge, don't you think?
Yep.
Andrew, I tell you, you're a saint. We really appreciate you coming down and your friends.
Yes, you've been very helpful to us. You've answered... how many calls do you think you answered?
20. 25.
All right, it's a lot of calls, huh?
I think it was more like 20 or 25 per day. I saw that kid, Andrew, on the phone.
Well, I'll tell you, he had the quickest reflexes.
He did.
What we have is we have five people sitting at the phones, and when the phone rings, you know, everybody pounces on it at once. Andrew almost always was the first one to get the phones, much to the consternation of everybody else sitting at the table.
That's right.
Yeah.
The older people.
So while you may have made a few enemies here, you've made a lot of friends in the radio business, you know, the radio audience. And again, we want to thank you for coming down and helping us to be a success.
Oh, you're welcome. Are you going to play my tape now?
We are, but first we'd like you to give a little pitch of your own and to give the phone number out, and then we'll go to your book.
Okay. The number to call, if you would like to make a generous pledge, is 632-6901. And if you'd like to be on the air, that's 632-6500. And that's 516 area code. And you should really call because, I don't know, you should really call. You get a great feeling after you do.
Hey, Andrew. Well,
all right,
said, well,
all right.
Said.
Now, Andrew, we have a better quality recording of you saying pretty much the same thing, and we're gonna play that now, so hold on a second. It's even got music, Philip Glass.
Okay, here it is. Cool.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mark.
And we're volunteers for the Radiothon on WUSB Stony Brook. You can call up and make your pledge.
By calling 516-632-6901.
There we go.
That was great, wasn't it?
That was amazing. That's one of the radio moments that we all strive for. So,
and let's thank Bill Fox for making that tape.
Thanks, Bill Fox.
Thank you, Bill Fox.
Yes, Bill Fox has been very active around
He's
here.
He's one of the unsung...
Thank you.
Wait, where'd you come from?
He just picked up the phone.
How about that? Well,
bring my mic up a little bit.
Okay.
Bill Fox really, not that much. He's one of the unsung heroes around here. We have a lot of people who deserve lots of praise.
We certainly do.
And we don't know where to start because there's so many of them. Everybody who's come up here and helped out in some way, thank you very much. Everybody who has called, we do appreciate it. We need your help. 516-632-6901.
Okay, we're only about $200 away from $21,000. Do you realize the importance of that statement, folks? One person pledging $200 will put us over $21,000, which is incredible. Two people pledging $100 will do the same thing. Four people pledging $50, you know, et cetera. It doesn't take that much. It doesn't take that much at all. All right, so 632-6901, you just got to call and make a pledge and make a difference. Okay, thanks to Robert from Stony Brook for his generous contribution. It brought us up a bit more. We still have open lines. We still have volunteers that are in it to the very end. We want to thank all our listeners who came by, some of them staying for like 12 hours at a time.
Or more.
632-6901, show your support. Show your generosity. Show your concern. Because if a radio station like USB wasn't around, what would you be listening to now? I thought so. 632-6901. We're going to play Andrew's writings, I guess, is the right way to do it. Thank you for calling, Andrew. And this is a dramatic reading. There is nothing to laugh at here. And shall we go right into it? We're going to go right into it. That number, 632-6901.
Hello, and welcome to my book. My book is about me. I am great. I am wonderful. I am God. I am modest. I love people, and people love me. I'm sorry I spelled God wrong. My hobby is beating people up. I hate Ben Johnson. My favorite food is Athenian pizza. My favorite clothes are Champion, and I am Jewish. I didn't like baseball. Mr. Wiener is really cool. He does have a funny voice, though. Donald Trump has enough money to buy my friend David. David has strange bodily secretions. I feel sick. I think I have rubella. I need glasses. My favorite color is green. My hero is anyone who drinks Bill's coffee. I think the Beatles are fakes. I saw Elvis. I love Samantha Fox. And while I'm on the subject of hair, watch Eric Corley on TV on the Dr. Ruth show. I'm surrounded by hush puppies on Okefenokee Swamp. Pete Kang has long hair, but the world still worships him. I know a girl named Leviathan. I saw Elvis.
Wow.
The world according to Andrew Goldberger.
That is something. And he wrote that right here. I saw him in the conference room at the studios WUSB, Stony Brook.
He did that in between taking calls at 516-632-6901.
Yeah.
Now, where else would you be able to hear such poetry, such art?
Where else? Where else?
That one doesn't work. You have to talk into this one.
It's like, I don't know who it was that said that. Whoa, be careful with the microphones there. But on all the other radio stations, all the other commercial stations, what do you hear? You hear Stairway to Freebird. that's how they described it. Where did Jim Wiener go running off to like that?
Oh, apparently something came up.
Oh, something came up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's a phone call because we need those. We need those at 632.
Hey, did you hear that?
What do you got?
Listen. Some of the equipment here is going old. Okay, I won't do it until it starts making the noise. Jim. Yes.
Hi, Jim. Jim, you know you have a funny voice, according to Andrew's book, which, is, by the way, is entitled I Saw Elvis, but I really, really must commend him on the line about the Okefenokee Swamp.
And was read by Jimmy MacDexter.
Yes, it was surrounded by hush puppies in the Okefenokee Swamp.
Yes,
what
yes,
did you
he
make
was.
Out of that?
Well, I guess that he was in the hush puppy swamp, and he was surrounded by either a type of a casual shoe or by a type of, I guess, a fritter type type food. Well, maybe combinations thereof. Maybe the fritters were inside the shoes or something.
Or the coffee boot.
The coffee boot. Perhaps it was the coffee boot. Folks, I know that's a pretty obscure reference, but the term coffee boot is intrinsically, is part and parcel, is inextricably linked to Radiothon 89. But I, well, I don't know if I should go into it.
Yes, please do.
Well,
no,
I don't know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, I certainly don't.
You see, here's how some of it worked up here, and this will give you the idea that we don't have overly opulent surroundings and the money that we're asking for is not being put to frivolous use. See, right here, see, here at WUSB for the Radiothon, part of the system of giving away premiums involved having each premium described on an index card so that when the telephone volunteers receive your request for a premium, if they find a card, they know it's available. And we had to find a suitable place to put these cards. So it was decided that a shoebox would be a good idea. And I found a spare shoebox at home. Apparently, at one time in my life, I bought either a coffee or maybe it was in Britain, it was a toffee boot. It was, a brown-colored
just one?
Type of... well, I guess I bought two of them, like desert-style boots or something is what it must have been. And like chukka boots, I guess. And someone just showed me a picture of Eric, who's right here in the room, so it's interesting.
Enough.
So anyway, I didn't notice what was really on the side panel too much, but the shoebox was used to keep these cards in there. And somebody observed or wanted to know, actually, if I still had those boots, and I think I probably wore them out a few years ago. Well, anyway, that's what that reference was about. But, you know, Jimmy McDexter read that piece wonderfully. And
beautiful reading.
Andrew
beautiful.
Goldberg
tear
wrote
class.
It. Yes, Andrew Goldberg wrote it so well. But speaking of things that relate to this station, things that were created during this radiothon, do you know that someone composed a love theme from Brain Damage?
Uh-oh, really?
It's extraordinary, yeah. It's going to be released shortly.
Well, how soon? You mean within the next hour?
Within the next few seconds.
Uh-oh. Okay, now how is this going to be... well, before we do anything else, let me just play back Andrew's book in reverse at high speed.
Wait a minute, before you do that.
Uh-oh, it's not moving. The machine is not moving.
Turn off.
Okay.
Okay, just let it sit there for a while.
Let's sit there. That was that high-pitched squeal I was hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get back to that squeal. That was a good squeal.
Mike takes joy in all the mechanical imperfections around here, high-pitched squeals and squeaky things.
He's trying to recreate it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I wish you luck.
It'll come back.
Rob Franzer. Nothing more needs to be said. Rob Franzer did a terrific six-hour jazz show last week. That was making radio history there.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't on this station. But
No.
We're only kidding. It was on this station, on WUSB 90.1 FM, the first station of the 90s, where you can hear Brain Damage.
A radio station that wasn't playing any commercials.
What? Yeah, well, now you can do another show like that tomorrow, right?
No, actually, Pete Kang is going to be doing jazz on the air tomorrow while I
recuperate.
While I
do other things.
Yeah, other things while I go buy coffee boots.
Yeah, Pete Kang, as a matter of fact, because he worked so hard on the radiothon, also will have special assistance from his special assistant, Mr. Michael Simpson.
A very important personality there.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. But, you know, I just want to say, speaking of very important things, that Village Natural Food at 732 Route 25A in Setauket and 296 Lake Avenue in St. James has the gratitude of WUSB for helping with Radiothon 89.
I see nothing funny about that, Rob.
No, I don't either. But Portside Graphics in Port Jefferson also has the gratitude of WUSB because they provided printed materials for Radiothon 89.
Which also isn't funny.
No, none of it's funny.
None of it's funny.
Very nice, actually.
Very nice. Nice, but not funny.
Nice, but not funny. Well,
sort of like the people around here.
That's nice. But that's, yeah, well, some, yes.
Da-da-da-da.
Well, anyway, I've got the love theme from Brain Damage here, and I won't play it, I promise.
That's not it. Jim, I'd like to extend to you the same challenge I extended to Mike.
To jump out of the...
I'd like you to get one more call. You yourself. But Mike wants to make a special noise with the tape machine. Hear that noise there? Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. How did you know it would make that noise?
I didn't know.
Okay, well now can you turn it back on so we can rewind Andrew's book?
Please, please, please call, please call, please call, please call.
Okay. And now for those of you that didn't get it the first time, Andrew's book in reverse. That tape machine is unhealthy, isn't it? Well, no, wait, don't you have it threaded wrong? Over there?
You were the one who threaded it.
That looks quite
correct. I did not thread it. I was doing a radio show. Hey, just give it a good hit on the side. There you go. We're getting this to you, folks. We're getting this to you.
Your wheels?
There you go. Well, that was really something. That was a radio moment there. Well, the tape is not in position. Okay. There we go. Hold on. We'll get this done. Oh, dear.
Stop!
Okay, the tape machine is gone. Tape machine has gone crazy here, so we're gonna just forget about that. We'll forget we ever mentioned it. 632-6901. You have, what is it, 42 minutes to make a pledge?
632-6901. Folks, this is Jim Wiener. You've got to call on my behalf, otherwise I'm going to take my clipboard away. 632-6901. 632-6901.
This is the man, Jim Wiener, who says, according to Andrew Goldberger, Jim Wiener is a real nice guy, but he has a funny voice.
I don't understand how we would get that idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, I understand some of the station higher-ups were planning on retiring your clipboard to the Radiothon Hall of Fame. Are you going to release it, Jim?
Well, more to the point, I think some of the station higher-ups are thinking of retiring me, as a matter of fact, and I can't say that I blame them.
I see. Is that what that extra room on the end of the studio is for?
Yes, that's right, and they have a number of tires there waiting for me.
Retired, ha ha ha. 516-632-6901. Give us a call right now. We have volunteers that are standing by waiting to talk to you.
Call 632-6901 and tell me if you don't want me to hum the love theme from Brain Damage. Or call 632-6901 and tell me if you do want me to hum the love theme
from
Brain
Damage. Or call 632-6901 and tell us if you want us to hire the entire Henry Mancini Orchestra to come in and play the love theme from Brain Damage. Or Dame Bramage.
Right, well, that's a different, that was a different show.
Or call us at 516-632-6901 to make a generous pledge to the USB Signal Improvement Fund.
And you can you can talk with one of our phone volunteers and make a deal with some of the many records that we have left over. We've got all kinds of records, and we're offering it to you for a really low cost as part of our way of saying thank you. Thank you for what? Pledging your support to WUSB. You know, as low as $5 or something like that. 632-6901.
But not necessarily.
Not necessarily what?
Possibly, but not necessarily.
Oh, okay, right. 632-6901. You got to call before midnight because that's when we're all going home.
You can
home.
Really, truly say that this time.
Yeah, you have to call before midnight tonight. No question about that. I am currently ripping up the news here, and I want to pass around.
Eric is editing the news here.
I want to pass around a story to each and every one of you so that we can all sort of read the news together. And,
simultaneously?
And a melodious chorus of news?
Jim, you want a story? Hold on a moment.
Well, if there's enough. But I mean,
well, I think there's enough to go around for everybody. I'm sort of piecing it all together.
Take a register? A vocal register?
Now, feel free to stop.
Yes, I'd like to speak like this if I could.
Kathy Tripod.
Yes, I came in from Philadelphia.
No,
that's not true. I've been hanging out with this guy, Mike Hughes. I don't know what's wrong with you guys. What's that? There's Uncle Jonathan. What are you doing here, Uncle Jonathan?
Looks like Uncle Jonathan has been struck dumb.
Dumb.
All right, now, as we rip up the
hey, you know, folks,
of the news.
I hope you don't mind this, but I think this is worse than Destiny's. Please give us a call at 516-632-6901, okay? That's not true. Well, yes, it is true. I mean,
you'll probably be asked to clarify those remarks a bit later on tonight.
That'll be fine. I'm just trying to get your pledges. 516-632-6901. That's what I say in my defense. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Now, I've got this story here, and, I guess there's no one else to read this one, so we'll just have to pounce on it later.
I'll read one with my right eye, one with my left.
Okay, everybody, do your thing.
Okay, I've got the lead story here. It was of... What?
Not all at once?
No, not all at once.
You want to read it all at once.
Yeah,
Detroit all at once.
Do you want to try it all at once?
We can try it all at once.
Well, no, how about we'll recap the news?
We'll read it all at once.
We'll recap the news at the end by reading it all at once.
Okay, fine. It was unheard of until now in the Soviet Union when people have been casting votes in multi-candidate elections, and the country's first contested elections are happening with lots of fanfare. Soviet television reports that three cosmonauts have voted in the orbiting Mir space station, although Soviets get to pick and choose among candidates for assembly seats.
They voted in the space station? That's so cool.
82% of the candidates are Communist Party members, up from 71% in the uncontested balloting of 1984.
Wow, look at that turntable go.
Well, Mike Uhouse is on top of it. What do you expect? Well, are we going to look at it, or are we going
to
read the news?
Over to you, Jim.
Oh, okay. The captain of the Exxon Valdez and two crew members have taken tests to detect whether they had been drinking alcohol before the tanker hit a reef. The Coast Guard says the tests were conducted by one of its inspectors who was wearing a funny hat. No. I don't know what kind of a hat he was wearing, if at all.
President Bush's son, Jeb, was among more than 400 mourners at a Miami funeral today for a man whose death has focused attention on South Florida's drug violence.
Jeb?
Jeb.
Spell that, please.
J-E-B.
Jeb.
What does that stand for?
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jeb.
Remember, Jeb, was there a Jeb in the Watergate fiasco?
Yes,
also?
Right.
Jeb
I saw it. I see it.
He's probably named him after him.
Greece.
I bet you he was, because Bush was in the...
I know exactly what it says. People are gesticulating to me. I'm
dominoes, dominoes, dominoes.
No. Go ahead. Finish
Boy,
the news.
We're all falling like dominoes in here.
Finish the news.
I think I'm going to have to start from the beginning.
Oh, why don't you do that?
Yeah. Since we interrupted you so many times.
President Bush's son, Jeb...
That still makes me laugh.
...was among more than 400 mourners at a Miami funeral today for a man whose death has focused attention on South Florida's drug violence. Lee Arthur Lawrence, who fought for years...
Years.
Fought.
Fought.
For years.
Years.
...to keep drug deals off his property, was
property.
killed Monday in a fusillade of up to 30 bullets from a semi-automatic weapon.
Automatic weapon.
Jeb Bush presented Lawrence's widow with a letter in his mail that says her husband was, quote, on the front line of the
Let's close that quote right there.
Come, how's one here?
Well, let's see to Andrew Goldberger's book in slow motion now.
Election eve in Moscow has been marked by a rally in support of Maverick candidate Boris Yeltsin. Thousands of his supporters chanted, for shame,
shame,
as they denounced the state-run news media for attacking Yeltsin's unorthodox campaign.
Since he was ousted
as Moscow's Communist Party chief in 1997, Yeltsin has emerged as an anti-establishment crusader.
This is extraordinary. So
when is the last time
four Maverick brothers? Brett Maverick, Bart Maverick, Bo Maverick, and Boris Maverick. It's extraordinary.
Boris Maverick.
All right.
Does Yeltsin translate as Maverick?
Well, no. It's you said he was a Maverick candidate. Boris. I thought maybe Yeltsin was maybe just.
Oh,
an
he's driving a Maverick.
Well, no. Don't you remember the show Maverick? The three gamblers from the Old West.
I can just imagine Boris.
I can just imagine Boris. He partnered to cut the cards.
Next story. Go ahead.
Next story.
No heckling. Wildlife rescue operation is on in Alaska's Prince William Sound, site of the nation's... I said no heckling. Biggest ever oil spill.
Oil spill.
No heckling.
Oil that gushed from a grounded tanker.
Tanker.
The Exxon Valdez.
Valdez.
Where the people weren't taking drugs.
Drugs.
Has resulted in a slick 8 miles long and 3.5 miles wide.
Wide.
Beautiful.
The U.S. Interior Department says it's doing its best.
Best.
To save wildlife.
Wildlife.
In the waters.
Waters.
Of Alaska.
Of Alaska. Alaska. I don't know. Alaska.
All right.
Idaho.
I don't know.
Next.
A United Airlines jumbo jet made its safe landing
in
the Philippines today after a panel ripped away from its right wing.
White ring.
No injuries are reported among the 357 people aboard the Manila to Tokyo and San Francisco flight. The incident follows one last month in which the cargo door blew off another United Boeing 747 over the Pacific Ocean.
Ocean, killing.
Yes, you're listening to the news here in WUSB in Stony Brook. Still time for you to phone in your pledge, but not much time. Time is running out. 632-6901.
And now for a recap of the...
Well, we're not finished yet. I haven't read my story yet. All right, here we go. British businesses are taking note of IBM's decision to advise employees to avoid U.S. airlines in Europe and the Middle East for now because of a hijack warning.
Warning, 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 warning.
The head of Britain's largest businesses organization? They always write to me and so horrendously wrong. The head of Britain's largest businesses organization. Does that sound right to you? It doesn't sound right to me.
Yes, yes, yes.
It says... Businesses organization, I don't know. When IBM decides there is something to be concerned about, other companies look at it very carefully. A British government official cautions in a BBC interview that the IBM decision could have a snowball effect all around the world.
World, world, world.
All right, yeah. All right.
That could help with the greenhouse effect. Might
are we going to wrap up now?
Good point. Let's wrap up.
All right.
It was unheard of.
Canada now
in
the
world.
You want to hear something neat?
That's the way it was.
You want to hear something very small and very neat? You want to hear it again?
Is Jimmy McDexter around still? Has he left for the day?
I'll look for him.
I will see if I can find
Jimmy
him.
Jimmy McDexter!
We need him. It's a vital part of this entire radiothon business. And also, we'd like to talk to the people in...
Jimmy McDexter is here.
Jimmy McDexter, how amazing.
What's going on in here, anyway?
Gosh, good to see you, my lad.
What's going on in here, anyway?
Well, now, Jimmy McDexter is one person that we've seen a lot more of this week, and...
I haven't been hanging around the station this much for years, quite frankly.
Speaking to the microphone.
Well, quite frankly.
I'm forgetting my microphone etiquette, as happened numerous times over the course of this radio.
Well, that's certainly fine and dandy. We have no problems with that here. What was your highlight? Or do you have a highlight?
The highlight was the post-hole story.
I said I'd never say that word on the air again, and I mean it.
Yes, but...
Why don't you tell the story?
So the
listeners can share the laughs.
Okay.
No, I don't think we should.
No. We've done it once this week.
Kendall Morse can do it, I think you can do it.
Oh, you wanted to tell the actual story?
Yes, the actual story.
Okay. All right. You want me to tell it? You tell it. You know better than I do.
Well, it's copyrighted, so I can't say the story.
It's not copyright.
Well, it seems that there was this fellow who lived next door to a preacher, and this farmer, he owned a farm animal, which he referred to as a donkey, but the preacher kept referring to it as an ass, as it says in the good book. He says, it's a perfectly legitimate, respectable word, call this animal the ass, and from that point on, the animal was called the ass, and of course... Time passed, and eventually this animal died, and so the farmer started digging him a grave. Only got one shovel full of dirt out of the ground. And the preacher comes around the corner and says, "What you doing? Digging a post hole?"
And what did the other person say?
Oh, the farmer says, "No, I'm digging a donkey hole."
And so you see...
The preacher...
I still don't get it!
You mean... What you're saying is that this guy, the farmer, I assume, didn't listen to the preacher. Therefore, he lost his faith or something?
I don't know if that's what we're saying.
Well, I'm trying to analyze the story.
No, I think you're putting words into perspective that do not belong.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be accused of that again. Well, okay, post holes.
But see, that's not why this is the highlight for the radiothon. It's because...
Well, do tell.
I am in the process of telling.
Oh, well, then get on with it, then.
This is a telling. And what I'm about to say next is the fact that I'm telling the story.
And it is.
And who's it to? played that on his show one night years ago. And...
The real version.
The real
version.
Not
by me.
Yes, it was by
Captain Kendall Morse.
Please stop that.
Well, he threw it at me first. I'm throwing it back. And here's another one.
All right, anyway.
If you want to play these games, I'll throw water on you again. Mike and I did a newscast once where we threw water at each other.
Oh, we do these things.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. So, let's see. Oh, a listener called up and who was not in the best of moods, apparently, and was not getting quite the kind of satisfaction out of Mike's programming that one would hope.
It does happen, though.
Yeah, and anyway, he called up and was annoying, to say the least, to Michael here.
And I don't remember this at all.
So Mike doesn't remember this at all, right. And Mike gets back on the air after having played Captain Kendall Morse and refers to this gentleman, whoever he was, as a post hole on the air. And
I have no recollection of that at all.
Well, Mike was. I'd never seen Mike that quite annoyed as that before, and that's why it's vividly ingrained in my memory, because he called somebody a post hole on the air.
Boy.
And I don't know, the guy didn't call back or anything or slap any kind
didn't
of
know
a,
what he's
I
just
mean,
been
what's
called.
He going to do, take us to court and say, you know, Your Honor, this guy called me a post hole?
No, I was referring to the other guy. But I would be happy to know if this guy actually did call up and pledge this week.
I would imagine he did, yes.
Okay, listen, if you are a post hole, we need your money right now. All you post holes, give us a call now at 516-632-6901.
We only have 27 minutes. We got to raise $214.
We have some post holes in the other room that are being happy to take your
oh,
call.
Oh, I don't
okay,
know. That's
I'm
a good
saying
idea.
That because I'm going to be going in there right now. I'm the biggest post hole around here. Thank you.
Well, when you go in there, would you please tell them that we are going to be turning on their microphones any second and that they should be, you know,
decent desist from indecent desist.
Cognizant of that fact?
No.
I would appreciate it.
No.
Go and do it.
What's the magic word?
Please. Damn it.
That's better. All the right. Magic word is damn it.
632-6901. Come on and pledge some support to WUSB. We have special Domino's coupons for you folks. For a $25 pledge, you'll get a free pizza. That's right. And you'll be supporting...
Athenian pizza.
Whatever kind of pizza they make. But that's courtesy of Domino's through 25A, Setauket. We thank them for their support. And here's the maker of Athenian pizza, Jerry Reamer. Jerry, you supplied us with Athenian pizza. Can you tell us something about Athenian pizza? What in the world is that?
Well, it was sort of a Celtic version of Athenian pizza. I don't know how authentic it was because I made it.
It's a Celtic version.
Because I'm a Celt.
I thought you said the Celts were long gone.
Well, that's how I feel.
Says that.
That's how I... Oh, Lord, someone who listens.
I told them.
Yeah, they're cognizant now.
Oh, goody. Well, let's
by now, though, they've had plenty of time to unplug all the microphones.
Let's see what they're doing here.
We've reached cognition.
Can they hear us? I just hear a loud buzz.
Yeah.
And nothing else. Silence. Complete silence.
They're
either all dead in there or they're...
Lost in the mixer.
Lost in the mixer or something like that.
They unplugged the mic.
They did unplug the mic.
I can see they're unplugged.
They're signing rude things, though.
Well, that's something. Well, I guess they're just frustrated that they're not getting as many calls as we expect to get. 632-6901. Give us your support, your pledging, and maybe the silence will go away. That's right. 632-6901. Or maybe the silence will come and stay. I don't know. We need your support. Yes. Let's take a call. Huh?
Sure.
Anybody mind taking a call? I can throw the right switch down. Hello, you're on brain damage.
I think everything would be so much better if you used the Echo.
If we used the Echo?
Yes, you should use the Echo.
Was the Echo machine around? I don't think the Echo machine is around.
It's being repaired.
The Echo machine is being repaired. Just one of those many things.
Is that
it
right there?
No, that is not it.
Wait, the Echo machine's against the wall, isn't it?
Well, that's... Oh, there it is. Okay, well, maybe we will activate
the
Echo machine.
$20,000 for that?
This is a really good one, too.
Well, sir, since you suggested it, we will let you be the first one to use it. How's that?
Echo, damn it.
Well, we're not ready yet. Just be patient for a moment.
We're plugging it in.
We have the USB technical staff coming over to check it out.
He
here they come.
Oh, stop that.
Oh, Andrew Goldberg is... Andrew Goldberg, God, that was, like, incredible. I really like that.
I think the kid's got writing in his blood.
He does. He should, like...
Blood in his writing or something like that. I don't know. Okay, they got it fixed. That's
Let's. Okay, hold on a minute. Wait a minute. I don't think I can bring them both.
Yes,
up at the
you
same...
can.
Whoa!
Not on that shot.
But wait. I think this one's patched out for some reason.
De-patch
unpatch
that.
De-patch. Just pull that. Pull that cord.
Hey, now.
I think.
Well, this is remarkable. Eric! Where are you? I can't see you. I'm lost.
Okay, at times like this, call for special occasions. Yes, I'd like the number. I need AT&T, I guess. Thank you.
Yes, hello?
Yes, I need the telephone number, please, for the Hilton Hotel. This will be in London, England. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you.
Is it called the Hyde Park Hilton?
No, I don't believe so.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Hilton Hotel in London.
Which Hilton?
Which Hilton do you want, sir? There's more than one.
Okay, I need the one on Baker Street.
Sherlock Holmes, is that the one?
I'm sorry?
There's a Sherlock Holmes Hotel that belongs to that group on Baker Street.
Is it a Hilton Hotel up there?
Well, it's under the listing of the Hiltons. It's that group, but it's called the Sherlock Holmes.
Okay, that must be it then. Thank you.
Yeah, London 486-6161.
Thank you, Arthur.
That was 486-6161?
That's true. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You want me to... Hello?
Yes?
You want me to dial it for you, sir?
No, that won't be necessary at this time. Thank you.
Okay.
Operators can be so helpful. Oh, I love Echo Machines, don't you? Thank you very much to that caller for inspiring us to do that.
A great suggestion.
Yes. 632-6500 to be on the air. 632-6901 for one of the very, very last remaining pledges. You know, if you're the last pledge, what should we do for being the very last pledge of the radio
really
movie?
Good, huh?
Please.
How about like a USB t-shirt autographed by the entire staff?
Or by everybody who's here?
Yeah, or something like that.
One problem, we don't have any t-shirts here.
That's true, we don't have them yet.
Right.
How about... A USB bumper sticker autographed by everybody.
That could be done.
Okay, a special USB bumper sticker autographed by...
Got a problem with that, too.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we sort of think we're...
Everybody's leaving. That's a big problem.
In fact, they're rushing for the doors.
Okay.
We do have at least one pledge on the line.
632-6901. And if you're the last one, we'll do that for you. Right, Mike? Okay, well, let's try to round up some of the folks that are responsible for some of the antics that are going on around here besides us. There are a lot of people who have put in a lot of work. Let's see if there's any noise coming out of that room yet. No, they've got the room turned off, sealed tight as a drum, so I don't know if we can even speak to them.
Maybe you can make some...
Some what? Sorry, I'm hitting all the wrong controls. It's been a long week.
Yes.
Long week.
You're the program host.
So? Six three two, 6500. Let's get a couple more calls in tonight for the radio program. Maybe we can stop playing with the echo machine. Oh, well, Village Natural Foods appears to have contributed something to us. That's very nice of them. Thank you very much. And my goodness, that puts us within $9 of our goal.
$9?
Within $9 of the goal. So all it's going to take is one more call in the next 17 minutes for a pledge of $19 or more, and we'll have made our goal. 632-6901, make a pledge. 632-6500, be on the air. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage. Oh, they hung up.
Some nerve.
Rascals.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think I've ever been on the air more than I have this week. And there's 17 minutes left to go in this radio program. And I can't think of 17 minutes more of things to say. Help. I need help.
I think Mike's got a good idea.
That didn't help at all.
632-6901, the number to call for pledging.
632-6500, the number to be on the air.
With us.
411, the number for information.
Well, let's not advertise other services. Do you want to try something else overseas?
Let's see. What's happening? What about this? You used to be on the search for somebody's all-night kosher deli.
Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. Mike and I would always look for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. We never found it, did we?
Well, for old time's sake, why don't we try that now?
Oh, let's pick a city.
Someplace in Botswana.
Botswana, you say?
Yes.
Botswana.
What's a good place in Botswana, then, Maslen?
Well, Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
In what city might that be in?
Are there cities in Botswana?
Well, you know, there's only one way to find out.
Botswana in...
We're going to try. We always try. You got to give us credit for trying.
Jim Wiener would know that.
You get helpful.
Yes, hello. I need AT&T, please.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
AT&T.
Yes, I need overseas information, please, for Botswana in Africa. Must be a bad connection.
Is it a residential number?
I'm sorry?
The residential number in Botswana.
It would be a business.
What city?
The capital city, which I don't have the name of, but I do know it's in the capital.
The name of the company?
This would be Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Thank you. Did they deliver?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm not calling for an order. I'm calling for
no,
an old friend.
Oh, no.
got an operator who thinks this is some kind of joke. I'm sorry?
Not getting a circuit to Botswana. You'll have to try back.
Okay, well, thank you for your help. Well, we tried. Okay, that's usually how it works out, too. Usually we don't actually get a number for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. In fact, we've never gotten a number for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli, but that's just the way it is. It's 12 minutes to 12 o'clock. It's a very special time because we only need $9 more to make our goal for the night, and we can all go home and be happy, and you can rest assured that we have all done this together and pledged support to this marvelous place, this great radio station, unlike any other radio station. 632-6901, you can be the caller. You can be the one that puts us over the top and gets all the credit. Yes, all the credit for all the work everybody else has put in up to this point. We just need one more pledge. It's amazing how things work out this way, that somehow we make it up to the very end and we just have one more pledge to go. You can be that pledge, 632-6901. If you like this radio station, you want to see it continue, you want to see the new transmitter get put into place, you want to see a better signal, more programs, more back and forth with the listeners, 632-6901. Maybe you don't understand me. Maybe my voice isn't giving you everything you need to know. Let me help.
Telephone, Mr. Ruby.
Yes, the number for WUSB, the studio line, please.
Thank you. And the number? The number is 632-6901.
Call now.
632-6901. If you need further assistance, a directory assistance operator will return.
Yes, that's right. The computer is correct. 632-6901. That is the number to call to make a pledge to help us out during these last few remaining seconds of our 8-day radiothon. And just so that there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever in your mind, let's have someone else come on and help us.
The telephone, Miss Andrews.
Yes, what was that number again, please?
Number is 632-6901.
I'm sorry, one more time?
632-6901.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All right. You heard it. You heard it straight from the phone company. 632-6901. One more call, $9. Folks, we're only $9 away. This is something. Can you imagine, Jim, what would happen if missed our goal by $9? Lousy dollars.
$9 more and we make $21,000.
For this whole radiothon. $21,000 that came from listener support.
Wow.
That made this radio station listener supported, you know?
There's got to be somebody there who's willing to pledge $9. Not just to get us to a market. You're contributing to the signal improvement fund here at WUSB.
That's right. That's what you're doing.
You're doing something good. It's tax deductible to the extent allowed by law. It doesn't help us personally. We're not walking around lining our pockets with the stuff or spending it on frivolous items.
Hasn't even crossed our minds.
Signal. It's going to help you, some of you, at least, hear the station better. It'll help others of you who maybe are visiting somebody who can pick up the station, which you can't pick up at your home, hear it at your home, pick it up at your home in the future, and it will ensure that those of you who hear the station with sufficient strength now will continue to hear it with sufficient strength. $9 more is all we need. $9 more.
Everybody's afraid. They think somebody else is going to do it. Well, no one else is going to do it. You have to do it.
That's right. That's the whole thing. It's all on an individual basis. That's what the station stands for. Individualization.
That's right. 632-6901. Be the one to put us over the top. It will be something that you can carry around with you. You know, 5 years from now, you'll be able to say, I put them over the top during the last few minutes of their radiothon.
632-6901.
Come on, folks. We're counting on you.
We so much appreciate all of the contributions so far. We're looking for just $9 more now. 632-6901.
For 12 years, we've been here doing all kinds of crazy things, almost 24 hours a day from the start. And $9, guys. $9.
That's all we want. That's all we want, because we want to continue to be here for many more than 12 years. And there's a whole bunch of people here who have worked very hard and very long on this. But, you know, the listeners are part and parcel of this whole radiothon also, certainly, the contributions they've made. And they're part and parcel of the radio station and will be after this radiothon. And we're part and parcel of it before this radiothon. They're inextricably linked to this station.
We're not going to forget the folks that helped us out.
Definitely not. They're not just a faceless mass. They are a whole bunch of fantastic individuals, and we thank you.
In all sincerity, I really feel that these are great people that would do this, that would help us out and give us that little vote of confidence. It really reinstills my faith in the whole thing. You know?
I think it's
done that for a lot of other people. Just as a result of all the calls we've gotten this week, you're going to see better radio coming out of this place. You're going to see more variety and a lot more time put into it, you know? I mean, we'll do it because there's a need for it and we enjoy it.
632-6901. $9 more is all we need.
6 more minutes, $9 more. 632-6901.
It's simple. Just call 632-6901.
Area code 516.
A volunteer will very easily take your pledge. 632-6901.
Let's get the general manager in here. Can you drag him in here?
I'll ask him to come in.
Okay. Well, sometimes you have to drag him. He can be reluctant sometimes. Norm and I started this whole thing off a week ago at 6 in the morning. I feel it's only fair that we finish it the same way. Maybe we'll get the same response, too. Let's hope so. 632-6901, area code 516. The program is Brain Damage, kind of a special edition of Brain Damage, one in which we spent a lot of time talking about what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks. And the last 8 days, it's been amazing. It really has been amazing. So many people here at the radio station have come together. So many people here, our listeners, have come together. 632-6901, just a few more dollars. Norm Fusslin is here.
Eric, the good news is we have made the goal, and everyone's trying to maneuver themselves to be the person that got us over the goal. So we'll actually have more than 21,000.
We do.
In just a second or so.
Well, that's amazing. Well, we want to read off all the names of the people that helped out.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. We want to thank the Brain Damage people. And Norm, it's been an historical week.
Well, it's been the Beatles had it right. 8 days a week. I think we took their advice. The eighth day was very helpful for us to complete our full week. And certainly, on behalf of the entire staff of WUSB, I'd like to sincerely and honestly and heartfeltly extend our thanks to each and every one of you who have taken the time, taken the interest,
both in terms of your support and during this past eight-day period, your financial support, to help this radio station not just continue with the status quo, but to look ahead to the future as we enter the decade of the 1990s. The last 2 years or so, we've been identifying ourselves as the first station of the 90s. We will just for technical reasons, we will always be the first station of the 90s. But I think philosophically, the support that you've given us during this past eight-day period reinforces our feeling that what we're putting out over the air, programming-wise, is also indicative of a radio station that deserves to call itself the first station of the 90s. So on behalf of the entire staff, I'd like to thank all of you, and I'd like to thank the staff of our station who really have just been terrific. It's probably inappropriate to name names, so I don't think I'll do that. Everybody knows.
Too many of them. Too many.
Everybody knows the contribution and effort that they made, and I particularly am most gratified because this project never would have happened without the terrific cooperation of the volunteer staff at this radio station. We began, I guess, in earnest this project. Discussions finally led to a first meeting, I guess was the first week in January. We talked about setting up that first meeting at the end of last year. We had that first meeting of the Radiothon Committee, I guess it was that first or second week of January. That's a scant 2.5 months ago, and it gives me personal pleasure to really see the effort that everyone has made for the past 2.5 months in preparing for this 8 days, certainly during this eight-day period. And I think that you, the listener, will benefit from the effort that you, the listener, made, as well as our volunteer staff. So thank you, everybody.
I think that this project has brought the people at this radio station together more than anything else we've ever done in the past. I've never seen so many of us working together on the same goal. And also, we've gotten so many listeners involved to actually come up here to the radio station.
All right, so it's great. It's just a terrific week. I'm not sure exactly what else has happened in the world during this past 8 days.
Well, we sort of read the news before. Oil slicks and, and plane crashes.
That could be any year or any week. So I guess maybe we didn't make out too badly during this past week.
No, it was worth taking the week off as far as the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is still there.
Absolutely. So I think the final tally on the screen is $21,001. And that's terrific. And as most marathons like to say, next year at this time, they like to beat themselves by $1. So thank you all. Terrific effort on everyone's part.
Special thanks to Sharon Savitis from Port Chef Station, Portside Graphics, for helping to put us over the top. Are there more names coming, people? Okay, I see a head nodding. Oh, that's your head nodding. Okay. Bill Fox is nodding his head. And that means that we have to thank a couple more people for putting us over the edge. Well, we put ourselves over the edge, but we have those people to thank for putting us over the top. And if we sound tired, it's because we are tired. It's been a long week, guys. It's a long week, but it's been a good week. And we've gotten a lot of positive response. Starting in just a minute or two, USB goes back to being WUSB, Stony Brook, regular non-commercial radio station. And we won't be asking you for your support, except for your listener support. You know, your listener comments and feedback, the usual things that we always have. Oh, Diana McKenzie, thank you, from Port Chef Station, for bringing us up even higher, above 21,000. Are there more names coming? I don't see any heads nodding or bobbing up and down. Any more names coming? I guess not. Again, thanks to everybody for calling up. Thanks to everyone who called up all week long. We had 656 calls for the entire 8 days. We raised over $21,000. Today we had 74 callers. And we raised $2,675. Nice work, guys. Thanks to everybody at the radio station. Thanks to everybody out there. Thanks. See you soon. WUSB, Stony Brook.
WUSB would like to thank Village Natural Foods at 732 Route 25A in Setauket and 296 Lake Avenue in St. James for support with the just concluded Radiothon 89. And WUSB would also like to thank Portside Graphics of Port Jefferson, who provided printed materials for the Radiothon.